Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The trade deadline is here. Usually a few deals eke past. We do have a few to announce here. And here's my favorite part about this exact time of year is that reporters are trying to get stuff out. There's always some sort of spelling error. Like MLB trade rumors posted, Martin Perez is apparently going to the Padres, but he's going from the Pirates to the Padres. And in their write-up, it says, the Pirates have traded for left-handed pitcher Martin Perez from the Pirates. That's just, who was it yesterday that called Jack Flaherty John Flaherty? The former big league catcher forever?
Sleepy Bob.
Sleepy Bob Nightingale, who finally got his wish, by the way, as we did find out right up into the wire, the Dodgers have traded for Jack Flaherty. And I just say, God bless. You know, any time the rich can get richer, I'm for it. Like, yeah, there are teams out there that can barely field a team right now in baseball. Nay. That is not my concern. My concern is how many assets the Dodgers can spend so that they can top out in the NLCS again this year. So I do think at the kernel of what you're seeing at the deadline, I do think is where the frustration is with Guardians fans who say that Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb isn't enough. Because if both moves work out, in theory, you have satisfied two very significant needs for this roster. You've found somebody in the top three in your lineup who is an on-base machine with enough pop that might actually even have more power given that he's hitting between Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez. If you look at Alex Cobb, if Alex Cobb's 100%, Alex Cobb is a better pitcher than Yasai Kikuchi. He is as good as a fair amount of the guys that have been traded at the deadline. But the problem, I think, for some Guardians fans who might not be satiated with these two moves, again, we're still refreshing, seeing if there's any more moves to be made. The problem is that you now have a need for these two moves to work out. The Dodgers made like five moves. Jack Flaherty, Kevin Kiermaier, it's like three or four others that I'm forgetting, but they made like five moves. If two of the five work out, well, that's a success. Because at the deadline, every move you make out or every move you make doesn't necessarily work out. So when you only have two moves, it puts a lot of pressure on those two moves to work out to the most positive degree that you intend for them to work out, and that's not how baseball works. Here's the thing. I actually do think they can work out. I think Cobb is close enough coming off this rehab start that I think you can look at his velocity, you can look at his movement, you can look at a lot of things and say, oh, he's one start away, and when that guy's healthy, he is a good enough starter to add to this rotation and be either your third or fourth starter. So I actually think the Cobb move is actually probably a little bit more far along than like the Matthew Boyd signing was when they signed Matt Boyd like 3 or 4 weeks ago. He hadn't even had a rehab start yet. But like the Lane Thomas thing. Like if that guy, because what the Guardians are hedging is the first 2 months of the season brought down his value because, in fairness, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about what they gave up for Lane Thomas. If you had gotten Lane Thomas for that exact price over the winter, Guardians fans would have been ecstatic because he was coming off his best season by far. So I think it's because this automatically turns into a conversation, this infighting of Guardians fans are stupid. Why should they want more? And then the other half goes, you're an apologist. Are you guys? All that crap is dumb. The fan warfare that goes on with the deadline, have whatever opinion you want. Seriously. I think it's totally fine if you say, that's not what I was looking for at the deadline. I also think it's fine if you say, oh, I totally get what they're going for, and I think both moves have a good chance to work out, and I think that's what the Guardians need.
And Nick, I think the Guardians always sort of try to have a plan that if the move doesn't work out, it doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
Because they're not a team that's in position to allow a bad move. Like, some teams can do it. You're the Dodgers, you're the Yankees. Like, you can make a bad move, and they have many times, and still be able to withstand it. The Guardians can't.
Yeah.
Well, they can't withstand a bad move. They can't go after, who would be the number one pitcher you can get?
It probably would have been Flaherty for me.
Okay, so, like, to get Flaherty, that would have been a big gamble.
Or actually, no. Who allegedly was available, Garrett Crochet.
Okay.
And you would have probably been looking at your top four prospects. So it's weird.
Yeah, you're not like mortgaging the future for that.
Actually, that would have been one of the few guys that I would have been comfortable with mortgaging the future. But I think now that we've done this, I do think there's an element to, if you came in with sky-high expectations, there's nothing they could have done other than trading for Vlad Guerrero Jr. that would have made you happy. Like, this tiptoes the line of what I was looking for. It's not exactly what I was looking for, but when Chris Antonetti talks after the deadline and that press conference is scheduled, I think at some point this afternoon, some point tonight, he's going to say the cost was high and, you know, there weren't a lot of options out there for us. What he can't say is that there were financial restrictions because I think he knows how that's going to go. Like, this is somewhere in the middle. Like, I'm not mad about this. I would rather these two moves than them not make moves. But, like, I think it was John Stevens on Twitter saying, I think the frustration for Guardians fans, a lot of these deals could have been done for assets we had. There's a money factor, sure, but these were imminently doable. It's a bummer that there wasn't a big slam dunk play here. I will say, like, Brent Rooker would have been a slam dunk play. That's a 30 home run guy. Guerrero Jr. was a slam dunk play. Arozarena, honestly, is the one that I thought was the easy slam dunk play because he is a corner outfielder. He does have pop. But the same thing that can be said about Lane Thomas, that he's had an uneven season, can be said about Randy Arozarena. And the price for Arozarena, I think, was a lot higher. As a matter of fact, I think of between...
Yeah, by the way, just so you know, you could just be making up names of some of these players that you're talking about, and I just go with it.
What do you have there, Keith?
Well, I was just going to ask you guys, because now that the trading deadline's passed and they've only added Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb, if we get to, say, this team either wins the division and really does nothing in the playoffs, or if they fall short and just have a wild card, are you going to look back at this day and say they didn't do enough?
I think most fans will. And yeah, I think this will be a fair moment to look back. And granted, it's not just going to be about what Lane Thomas does. Well, actually, it depends on what those two guys. I'll actually walk that back immediately. If Alex Cobb comes in and is a serviceable number three starter, and Lane Thomas is closer to the player he was last year, then I'm going to look at this and go, oh, so it was the other guys who didn't get the job done.
Yeah, but at this point, is it fair? Like, we even talked about the Matthew Boyd stuff. Like, he hasn't started a game yet. I mean, he's been in rehab starts, whatever, or at least simulation games. But same with Alex Cobb, he hasn't pitched this season. So is it unfair expectations to really think that they're going to be a significant player come playoff time?
No.
Like, because, I mean, you've only got 2 months of the season left.
This is the downside for Chernetti. If you want to sell Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb as the solution to your rotation, fine. It better work out for one or both guys. And if they don't, justifiably, fans should be angry. But like if all three guys, even let's say they meet or surpass expectations, and it ends in the ALDS instead of the ALCS, then that means one of two things. Either the other guys, including Naylor and Kwan and Hosey and all the different platoon players you have, Jimenez, who isn't a platoon player but has certainly played like one, your other starters, it means they didn't get the job done. And in a way, like this, if we hearken back to what Chris Antonetti said, they did exactly what they said they were going to do. None of these guys immediately become a focal point of or your core. Thomas is probably the closest thing because if he becomes an everyday player, that's massive value. If he's more of a platoon player, especially in October, it's an okay trade, you know, given what you got gave up. But, I mean, he said yesterday, the guys that have gotten us here are going to be the guys that carry us where we want to go. To what he said, this is true. Alex Cobb will help you get where you're going to go. He's not going to do the heavy lifting.
No. He's just going to be a small part of what you need, right? An ancillary piece, if you will.
Ooh, that's a good use. That is not a chicken chotch line by you. John on Twitter saying they made moves, but they should have gotten more arms just to eat innings, if anything. I actually think that's exactly what they did. I think they got guys that will eat innings. The question is, do you trust Alex Cobb to be your third starter? Or between Alex Cobb, Matthew Boyd, Logan Allen, Ben Lively, and Tristan McKenzie, can you find a third starter in the playoffs out of that? I'm pretty certain Lane Thomas is going to be able to make a play. Like when I first saw it yesterday, you know what I thought? Honest to God, I thought, did you just trade three prospects for Jason Michaels? And then I remembered that Lane Thomas has shown more power in his 2 years as a starter in Washington, or 2.5 years, whatever it's been, than Jason Michaels ever did in Cleveland. And I immediately retracted that take in my head. But yeah, I mean, if I think Lane absolutely will be a factor, hopefully a good one, in October. The fact that he doesn't have a lot of experience in October, a little bothersome. That's why I liked Arozarena. He seems to have always hit in the postseason. But again, I digress. You needed corner power. You got it. Now the question is, can they be a factor in the rotation in October? And if not, can they maybe give you something out of the pen? Because honestly, guys, like, some people are just going to judge them based off of what these guys do in the next 2 months. I think it should be a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I think we should be judging them what they do the next 2 months. I also think if neither guy makes an impact in October, then there's going to be a massive I told you so from a massive part of Guardians fandom. And I'm not trying to ride the fence on this. Like, okay, you have two guys. I understand the point of it. I think it's very easy to say you could have done more. Maybe we shouldn't have expected you to do more. But I actually think, in respects to John, I actually disagree. I think if you were going to do anything, you should have either swung for the fences on an ace starting pitcher, or if I'm left wanting more, it's high leverage reliever, like, and listen, you saw the price, what San Diego paid for Tanner Scott. That is borderline.
Tanner,
borderline moronic. For a guy who this is his elite season and he's never really been this before, he's been good the last couple of years in Miami. But would have been another bullpen piece or give me somebody else that can give you something in the everyday lineup. That's where I think, unless Boyd and Cobb just aren't healthy. And that we should find out relatively quickly. That's going to be, this is the problem with the new trade deadline, which is now, which is, hey, we don't do the waivers trade deadline anymore. The problem with that is you get 3 weeks into this and you pretty much have an understanding of where this is going. Either Cobb and Boyd are healthy enough to come out, hit the ground running, give you good innings, and at which point you're feeling really good about this, even in 3 weeks hindsight. If either one of those guys has to miss any starts, or if they're not ready, or if, quite frankly, they just can't compete, yeah. Actually, you know what? This is a good way to 216-474-0092. How will you judge the Guardians' approach at the deadline? Like, what's your bar for Lane Thomas, and what's your bar for Alex Cobb? And since they've included him here, we got to go to the Matthew Boyd thing. People are hammering them for not getting Jack Flaherty, who went to the Dodgers. And in fairness, I tweeted this, the Dodgers got Flaherty for cheaper than the Astros got Yusei Kikuchi, which does not make sense to me. But there are two things at play. One, and this, I think this is a very important thing, just because MLB.com has two prospects ranked somewhere, their eighth prospect versus your eighth prospect is not necessarily a one-for-one. And I do think that's something we miss a fair amount of the time when we're talking about this. The other thing is, I think it might pay credence to the idea that the Tigers had no intention of giving Jack Flaherty to the Cleveland Guardians. And I kind of understand that. Like, for the White Sox, I don't get it. Like, this whole idea, well, the White Sox
aren't
going
to... Did they trade any of their pitching?
They traded Fetty yesterday.
Okay. I mean, Fetty was probably on the block.
But they kept Fetty Garrett Crochet. It's going to be a very awkward final 2 months of the season. Do you see what their GM said about Garrett Crochet?
Do you think I saw what the GM said?
I don't think he did. Okay. That's why. But
I don't know why he asked.
Basically yesterday. Well, I was just in the off chance.
Well.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT!
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to give you a chance. But no, basically Chris Getz, the GM yesterday, was like, we had pretty close communication with Garrett's team, his agent, Garrett, about, moving on from him. And I don't like the way they handled it. It's not the way I would have handled it when I was a player. Well, now Garrett Crochet did not get dealt. So it's going to be very awkward for the next couple months. I would be shocked if he was not dealt this offseason because he's got two more years of control and they're a long way. But so for the White Sox, this narrative that the White Sox wouldn't trade either Eric Fetty or Garrett Crochet to the Guardians was the dumbest narrative in the world because you're so far away from being competitive that even the guys you're selling off outside of Garrett Crochet are not that good. Like Luis Robert, when he's at his best, is a nice player. His numbers are very much inflated. Even if we talk about where he is in his career, nice center fielder, but not an elite player. Eric Fetty was their version of Ben Lively. Paul, what's the shortstop's name? Paul, you used to play for St. Louis.
DeYoung,
thank you.
I always thought it was DeJong.
I did say that earlier, off air.
You said DeJong?
Yeah, I kind of inceptioned you on that one. That's on me, bad. That's Daddy's back. On me, bad.
Hardy har har.
Listen, that's how the kids speak today, okay? I slip into, modern lingo so easily. But they're so far, I got the Tigers thing. The Tigers are a massive disappointment at 12 games back in the division. They are within realm of the wild card spot. I went full Owen Wilson. Give me a break. I understand them not trading Flaherty to the Guardians. That makes more sense than the White Sox. The White Sox, most of their best players might just be going to prom. And they're 5 years away. They, most of their future probably hasn't even been drafted yet. Might not even known the loving touch of a woman yet. That's where the White Sox are. The Tigers are probably going to be a problem as soon as next year if ownership gets off their ass. So I'm not hammering from the Flaherty thing. I do think it's very interesting. A day after talking about for 3.5 minutes the Lane Thomas trade, we get a good 4 minutes of and I don't know the details on it because I don't know who was on the press conference. I think last night it was in the clubhouse in Detroit. I don't know if they're on their way back already. I'm not trying to hammer Chernetti here. But a 4-minute press conference kind of falls in line with the 4-minute press conference of the deadline. It's not a bad deadline. Not a great deadline. See where they're going, but we'll see from there.
They did something.
You got to give them credit for doing something.
And they did something to the lineup and something to the rotation.
So we do want to hear, what's the bar for success for you guys with Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb? But you were telling me about a new trend that airline passengers are trying out that is going on here. And I'm trying to figure out why anybody would do this.
So this is the new thing. In fact, this comes, folks, straight from CNN.
Mm.
In-flight raw dogging is the new bizarre travel trend that's creating a buzz. Most males that do this requires you to sit through a long flight with absolutely zero distractions or forms of entertainment. This means no phones, no movies, no music, no books, no sleep, no food, no water, not even a bathroom break.
Mm.
On the plane. Straight raw dogging it.
So how did this come about? Who started it? There's got to be one guy. It always starts with TikTok now, right? It's going to be one guy that came up with the idea on TikTok. And that's got to, because this can't have just started out of nowhere.
So there's this guy, Michael Seeley, who
sounds about right.
Once spent a 4-hour flight. Apparently he was zoned out. No magazines, nothing like I talked about. This guy's a therapist in California. He works specifically with men. He thought it was like a form of like a digital detox and meditation. But he didn't know that it was going to go this far where we are now. He said, quote, "I was just tired of the usual routine of watching a movie, reading a book on board. So I'm just going to kind of stare off into space and use it as a Zen meditation." And he says it can be difficult. Like a lot of guys don't like to embrace the meditation. I understand it's hard, you know, to do some of those things. But it's now become this like challenge where guys will do it and post it like a badge of honor. And now like the whole idea is it's you, your tray table, and the map.
So I love that
the flight tracker.
I actually love that this started out is like something of a self-care thing of I'm going to be in the moment, you know, that I'm going to use this. Like when I will say, I think meditation takes some time to like catch the rhythm of and find what works for you. But like you can meditate while like doing something like playing golf. I like to play golf alone. And go golfing alone because I think you're in nature. You can let your mind wander. You can allow thoughts to come and go. Like there are, and by the way, it's not just that. There's plenty of stuff. I think if you listen to music that you really love, that is all of a specific type that help you focus. I go on walks. Like this morning, when I prep for the show, I'll go on like a 30 to 45 to hour minute walk. Hour minute, that's not a thing. Hour walk. And I'll listen to the station, but I'll allow my mind to go. Like, I understand that there are many ways you can, you know, use things meditatively. So I love that it started from like a place where it's like almost a pure place, and it ends with bros being bros. Look how tough I am. I'm raw dogging on a flight, man. You can't stop me. I'm not going to look at a damn thing. Doesn't that speak to a mental health crisis in this country?
We take
it from like a really impressive kind of earnest thing to I can be better at doing nothing on an 8-hour flight. Try it on a 12-hour flight. That's a little chachi. That's chicken chach to me.
It's very chachi.
I couldn't do it.
Of the chicken variety.
I couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't either. And I travel a lot. And sometimes you're on a puddle jumper that's a 45-minute flight, half-hour flight. I don't know that I could do it there.
Do you know why I couldn't do it?
Because people around you?
Well, that, and here's the other thing. I need a distraction to distract myself from the fact that we are in a compressed air tube several thousand feet above the earth, and that if anything goes wrong, there's not really there's a little plane crash here. We're all good. There is, you absolutely succeed or you absolutely fail. And I need a distraction from that. Otherwise, I'm going to be that mother bleeper's not real. I will go that level of crazy.
Hey, man, I almost always used to have a cocktail or seven when I flew because of the anxiety.
Yep.
And I flew for the first time in a while, like without any booze back in April.
It's an adjustment.
Definitely an adjustment. I don't know that I could do it without any sort of distraction.
Yeah. Well, and like, here's the other thing. I love, like, it's not just the, is the plane going to crash thing? It's other people. It's the stress of trying to make a connecting flight. Like,
it's the people that, I just want to put the headphones on, do the noise canceling thing, not have to worry about a baby, not have to worry about people being idiots, none of it, dude. I don't even want to hear, you know, the captain come on.
Yep.
Just wake me up when we land.
Doesn't it,
if we don't land, we don't land, and I don't want to feel it.
Does anybody else get annoyed when the captain comes on?
I don't know if I'm annoyed.
Oh, I'm very annoyed. I don't want to hear your voice. And here's the, okay.
I only want him to come on if I'm sitting on the tarmac for more than like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And like let us know, like an update.
And, well, okay. Or a good update. Hey, we're 15 minutes early.
Love that, too.
You have so much extra time. Here's the other thing.
Or come on. Here's what I like.
Yeah.
Nothing better than when a pilot comes on when you're, like, on the tarmac delayed. He goes, hey, bad news is we're sort of stuck here for another 10 minutes as we wait for whatever to figure it out. But the good news is we're going to make it up in the air.
Yeah. Or We want to make it up to you. Here's a complimentary beverage or complimentary food item.
Complimentary anything.
Complimentary anything. You're like, oh, you know what?
Oh.
It's not worth 10 minutes of my life, well, but you know, we're starting
somewhere.
You know,
nowadays, Nick, when you travel, like, nothing's free anymore.
Yeah, that's
so, like, I'll take a free bag of peanuts.
And here's the other thing.
Because if I fly in Spirit, I'm paying for, like, everything.
I can tell you one more thing about this damn pilot talking. It's when you can barely hear it, and it's right down here. It's like, be a man and speak louder.
Or when they speak into the thing where it's a mic, so they just kind of talk into the microphone yeah. like this, and they yeah. just we're going to be landing here in about 15 minutes.
It's like, I'm a broadcaster. I can teach you how to talk into the microphone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.